perhaps the greatest treasure on this earth and one of the only things that will survive this life is human relationships, old friends. We are indeed rich if we have friends. Friends who have loved us through the problems, heartaches, and reversals of life. Deep, true, joyful friendships. Life is just too short and eternity too long to live without old friends.
Each week here on Something to Believe In, Reverend Tommy Bounce presents to you a program of encouragement and blessing with uplifting music and a life-changing message from the Word of God. Now, here's Something to Believe In with Reverend Tommy Bounce.
Well, hello and thank you for tuning me in this morning. I'm so glad for you. I'm glad that God has brought us through another week safely. I do hope that everything's going well with you today. I hope there's no one sick amongst us. But anyhow, the Bible said, if he be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. I love that theme. I love this song that I'm going to play for you right now. And this one is Martha's favorite song. She loved to sing this song, and I love to play it for you. It's called The Only Real Peace That I Have, Dear Lord, Is In You. And let's give it a listen to and listen how she does it. I think Martha does a great job on that. The only real peace I have, dear Lord, is in you. Well, she's at peace now with God. And Peter said, a peace that surpasses all understanding. We can't understand it. We don't know how God works. But anyhow, he said, if I be for you, there's no power that will ever stand against you. I know this coronavirus is bad. They've opened up the country now. And we've got to be very cautious, be very careful, because, listen, God loves us and God will take care of us, but we've got to take care of ourselves. And I just want to do this song for you right here, and I want to send it out to all my friends. I appreciate you. I appreciate you listening to me this morning. and wherever you are. This one says, I'm going home.
Many times in my childhood, when I've traveled so far, by nightfall, oh how weary I had grown. Father's arms would slip around me, and he gently would say, my child, we are going home. Going home, I'm going home. There is nothing to hold. Now the twilight is fading, and the day soon shall end. Lord, I get homesick the farther I roam. Oh, but the Father, he has led me each step of the way, and now I am going home.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that song, Going Home. One of these days, we'll slip out of this life into another life. I want to remember all my friends and loved ones and the ones that I've met along the way. I appreciate you. I appreciate the support you're giving me on the broadcast. We've been on here a long, long time, but it seemed like, I think the songwriter said, it gets sweeter and sweeter every day. And we just continue right on as long as you pray and pay and keep us going. I think that we ought to keep it going because people love this broadcast. We've been on here since 86, and I don't want to brag, but listen, that's got to be God, and God's got to be in something to keep it going that long. People love it, and I talk to people along the way. Railroaders hear it, and way up there in the Greenbrier, they listen to it on Sunday morning, and well, it's just heard around the world, really. We have a worldwide ministry. You can pull us up on www.stbi.com and get it. It's worldwide, and I appreciate the Olsen boys doing that for us. So it's not a fly-by-night ministry, but it's a ministry for God.
I'm standing at the border. with a house and we'll sit down by the river and we'll watch her old acquaintance renew. You love me in the morning by the smile that I wear when I meet you.
It's always good to sing with Martha, and we enjoyed doing music for you, and we sing a lot over at the nursing home when she was there until she got so she couldn't sing. But anyhow, I appreciate her, and I appreciate her music, and I know that you loved her music, and you loved her. So let's go right into the sermon right now. I hope you enjoy the sermon.
In 2 Kings chapter 6, verse 5, as he was filling a beam, the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Master, for it was borrowed. I see the excitement in this man's life. He wanted to be so involved that when Elisha spoke to the prophets and said, this place is too small, we need to build a larger place. I suppose in the Bible this would be the very first time that you would find people building a divinity school, because Elisha was going to teach the prophets who would go throughout the land and teach about God. But this one person wanted to be involved. And you know, today, if we had people like that, that really wanted to be involved, it seemed like no one wants to do anything today. I preached a sermon not long ago called I Don't Do Windows. And I spoke about how Moses said, no, I don't do deserts anymore. And how that if Jesus said, no, I don't do crosses anymore, then we not be where we are today. But you see, there's got to be some involvement. People need to get more dedicated to God. People need not only to see visions, have visions, but people need to do their vision. John Wesley said, stay with something until you learn it. So he goes out, he borrows an axe from maybe a friend or a neighbor. But while he is working on this project, all of a sudden, the Bible said the axe head fell into the water. And he cried and said, Master, it was borrowed. You see, we can turn our tragedies into victory. But the way to victory is to admit and to know that we have a problem. And you know, that's one of the hard things for us to face today. People know there's something wrong in their life. People realize that they're not getting anywhere where they want to go. And I like to make the statement, if you're going to go places you've never been, then you're going to have to do things that you've never done before. But this man had lost a thing that he had to work with. And he realized that he had to admit that he had a problem. George Washington once made the statement that 99% of our trouble comes from people who make excuses, those who want to blame someone else. Does that sound familiar? In the New Testament, you remember that many said, well, I've bought a piece of land, I must go and see it. I bought some ox, and I must go and prove them. I've taken a wife, so therefore I cannot come. Many excuses are made today for the reason that we're not doing the things that we're doing. And sure enough, tragedy comes. Tragedy can be solved with victory when we admit that we have a problem. It's not the problem, but it is how that we respond to it. This young man had a problem. He had lost his axe head. How is he going to respond? He's going to ask for help. You see, we sometimes don't realize that we need to ask for help. A man was along the side of the road. He'd had a flat. And he was so disgusted and so angry. A man pulls up and says, sir, do you need some help? He had no jack. He had no spare tire. But he was so disgusted and so aggravated that he said to the man, no, I can handle my own situation. The man drove off. And all of a sudden, the man realized, hey, what have I done? What have I said? But you see, in our frustration sometime, we cannot correct a problem because we do not admit the problem. A lot of our problems are homemade trouble. A lot of our troubles are homemade trouble. We don't have any trouble, but somehow or another, we start making troubles for ourselves. And Jonah didn't have any problem. If Jonah had only obeyed God and gone on and doing what God told him to do, he would have never had a problem. But Jonah had a long, hard journey to get to Nineveh. God simply said, Jonah, go to Nineveh. Cry again the wickedness of the city. But Jonah, the Bible said, rose to flee in another direction. And a lot of times we are the same way. We cannot really blame Jonah because we have done the very same thing. God has asked us to do a very simple thing. Obedience is much better than sacrifice, to obey God. And today, the obedience that you and I must do can carry a great sacrifice. The great sacrifice is, first of all, to admit that we have a problem. We need to go back to where the problem began. We need to simply ask for help. Help me, Lord. And you know, God is right there. In Peter, when he was sinking, as I've already spoke on before, he was sinking deep into the water because he had gotten his eyes off of Jesus. He cries out for help, and Jesus stretched forth his hand, and Peter never sunk. And by the way, they did get back to the boat, but Peter had to ask for help. And you know, there's nothing wrong with asking for help. I know that I get criticized sometimes because how many times in a service that you will hear someone say, have you got an unspoken prayer request? Now, I know that all prayer requests cannot be spoken. Some things should not be talked about. Simply pray about them. But a lot of times we do not receive our prayer request simply because we haven't spoken. We need to speak these things into our faith. We need to speak these things to our children that are unsaved. Mention their name before the throne room of God. Call their name before God. You see, you have a right sometime to make a mistake. A man goes into a restaurant. He's sitting there. He's getting ready to eat his breakfast. And a little boy sitting across, he spilt his milk. And his mama and his daddy, they spanked his hands. They scolded him because he spilt his milk. And the man sitting there at the opposite table, he felt so much sorrow for that young man because he was weeping bitterly because they had scolded him. He had spilt his milk. He reached over in an accidental way and knocked over his glass of water. And the family turned and they looked at him and he said, oh, I just made a terrible mistake. So you see, sir, you have a right to make a mistake. Every one of us, at one time or another, will make a mistake. And the way to solve our problems is simply ask for help. We need to go to the cross. You see, the handle is there, the cross of Jesus Christ. We need to apply the Word to our problem. We need to apply the Word to our situation. The Bible says, for by His stripes you are healed. The Bible says, for by grace are you saved through faith. That not of yourself that any should boast, but is freely the gift of God. The Bible said, for God so loved the world, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever would believe in Him would not perish, but have everlasting life. Go to the Scripture, sir. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. You believe in God, believe you also in Me, for in My Father's house there are many mansions. Go to the Psalmist David in Psalms 23. The Lord, He is my shepherd, I shall not want. Go to Genesis chapter 1, in the beginning God. Go to Hebrews chapter 11, and the Bible said, without faith it is impossible to please God. We must grasp a hold of the Word of God. Go to John, little John, and the Bible said, if we confess our sin, He is faithful and just to forgive us of our sin. Anywhere you go into Scripture, you will find strength and find power. Go to Acts chapter 2. They were in one place, in one mind, in one accord. It was the day of Pentecost. And then the Holy Ghost came, and all that were in the house were filled as they began to speak with other tongues. As the Holy Ghost, by the evidence of fire, set upon them the purification of God. Go all through the Bible in Acts 1 and 8. Ye shall receive power. After that, the Holy Ghost has come upon you. The Word of God is powerful, more powerful than a two-edged sword. We must be convinced beyond a shadow of a doubt that God's Word is able to do that above that we ever expected of Him. Because if
I'll always give You glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising You. You took my sin to Calvary and died that I could live. I know that I'm not worthy all the blessings that You give. I know that You still love me, and Lord, I love You too. And when the sun comes up tomorrow, I'll still be praising You. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising I'll always give You glory in everything I do. Although the storm clouds gather, or should the sky be blue, when the sun comes up in the morning, I'll still be praising You. Lord, I'll be praising You when the sun comes down. Tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. I'll always give you glory in everything I do. Although clouds gather or should the skies be blue, when the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you. When the sun comes up tomorrow, Lord, I'll be praising you.
Well, I love that song. I'll still be praising you. I appreciate you staying with me this morning. I hope you've enjoyed everything we've said. Let's pray together. Father, we pray for unseen audience. We pray, Lord, for this coronavirus that's spreading throughout our country. Lord, you can undertake and lift up their hands. And those that are weak and fallen, God, and our churches seem like it's just hitting everybody. And there's so much fear of this thing, Lord, and you can take care of that. So we're going to turn it over to you. We turn this broadcast over to you because you've got bigger hands than we have. You can hold the whole world in the palm of your hand. Lord, we're thankful for that. We're thankful for everyone who helps us, helps pay the bills here on this radio station. We might be able to present the gospel simple. And God, you don't want us to be stuck up or whitewashed the gospel. You want us to preach it like it ought to be preached, and Lord, and tell it like it is. So we're thankful for that. And I appreciate all those who help me, who help support this radio ministry. In Jesus' name I pray, and I felt something when I prayed. Well, neighbor, I love you. I hope you love me. I hope you continue to pray for me. Lift up my hands. Stand with me, because together we stand, and divided we'll fall.
For just a few steps together, then my soul will take its flight. Already the angels are circling my bed. I see a great light shining just over my head. I sense a death angel, but I have no fear, for the singing from heaven already I hear. So don't weep for me, my loved ones, when my body lies still, for heaven is just yonder, just beyond that last hill. Now who is that coming to meet me in a robe white as snow? Why, I see it's Jesus, and I'm all ready to go. I hear a voice, and it's sweetly calling. I'm going to bid to his will. Now the sun's going down, just beyond the last hill. Now what's that he's saying? Oh, could I be insane? Why, he's holding a crown, and he's calling my name. Oh, my heart leaps with gladness. My soul is so thrilled, for I've made my last journey. I've climbed my last hill.
God is blood, he's not a plot. Then in hell you lift your eyes. But I want us to be together in heaven.
You can write to me, Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951. Again, that's Reverend Tommy Mounts, Box 2642, Meadows Creek Road, Hinton, West Virginia, 25951.
I want to run through the fields of green clover. The mansion, smell the flowers, hear the singing, it's all ours. See the river gently flowing, feel the gentle breezes blowing.